Well, I've always learned a tremendous amount by sitting around or talking with really smart people and just simply having discussions, just talking with them about problems, opportunities, what I'm enthusiastic about, what they're enthusiastic about, and what's going on in business. And most of it would center around marketing strategies because my world is very much involved in direct response marketing and how to sell stuff. You know, how do you sell more? How do you charge more? How do you attract the right sort of clients? How do you repel the ones you don't want? I could always, because I have a really good ability to go out and just develop relationships with people. I call it, you know, genius networking. It's not just networking, but it's actually networking in a way to where you meet people that are really the smartest people. And so I've always looked and sought out those people. And I would, you know, set up these brainstorm meetings at my office or in different locations in different cities. And I would always have, you know, anywhere from, you know, 10 to 20 people that would show up. And these are really bright, incredible people. And I loved it. And people would always say to me, Joe, when are you going to do the next brainstorm group? When are you going to do the next brainstorm group? And I had a client, Robin Robbins was her name, and she had hired me for 2 hours of consulting. And I charged her $6,000 for those 2 hours. I was talking with her, and at the end of it, she goes, why don't you start a Platinum Plus group, which is one of my high-level coaching groups that I was doing in the niche that I sell to. She's like, why don't you do one for info marketers, people that sell information, book authors, speakers, you know, seminar leaders, that sort of stuff. And I said, well, you know, I mean, like anything else, it requires promoting it and marketing it, organizing it. And I said, but out of curiosity, you know, if I did have a high level group like that, where we meet, you know, every 3 or 4 months in person, you know, what would you charge for? She's like, well, I just paid you, you know, $6,000 for 2 hours, and I got incredible value out of this. I, you know, easily would pay you $25,000 a year, and I'd refer other people to the group. And I said, really? She's like, yeah. I go, well, you know, I've thought about it, but, you know, let me think about it. So about a month went by, and I never got the thought out of my head. And I was like, you know, I wonder if I actually started charging for these same things I've been doing for free. Would that make them better? And I thought, yeah, it probably would, because then there would be continuity to it. It wouldn't just be off the cuff, you know, come and fly somewhere and let's meet and talk. It would be more structured. And I'm kind of an anti-structure sort of guy. I'm sort of free form. But I talked to a few people that, you know, were real players, and they all loved the idea. And so I said, you know what? First group, I said, handful of people, send me the $25,000, but do it in the form of a check, because I want to make copies of your checks. I'll, you know, put a black marker through the account, the number. But I want people to see that you, this player, is actually cutting me a check for this. And so put together a sales letter and, you know, filled up the group with 20 people. And that's how I started it. But it all started simply with one of my clients and suggesting I do it. And what I thought to myself is, and this is funny, Dan, I don't know if I've ever told you this, but I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, Tim Ferriss. He wrote a book called The 4-Hour Workweek. And we were talking about, you know, what do you do that you love to do? You know, there's always that conversation, find a form of play that you love and you'll never work a day in your life, which I, you know, it sounds good in theory. But, you know, I was thinking, well, there's a lot of things that I love to do. I love doing my Genius Network interviews. I'd, you know, do them even if I didn't get paid for it, because I just find it so useful and enhancing to be able to sit down and talk with smart people and hear what they have to say. But the other side of the conversation I had with Tim is, what do you currently pay for in your life that you would charge other people for? And I thought of that. And you know what I actually pay for in my life that I really love paying for? Strategic Coach, your program. And I'm like, why do I like Strategic Coach? Because I go there. There's all these smart entrepreneurs sitting around. You have discussions with all of them. You think about your business. You walk out of there with more direction, confidence, and capability. And you're just better equipped to deal with, you know, progress in life and deal with challenges in life. And so I thought, I love my brainstorm groups. That's why I put them together. That's why people are always calling. I'm like, I love paying for Strategic Coach. Let me create a group that I personally would pay for. So the genesis of it was, I created a brainstorm group that I myself would love to be a client of. And I would do it, honestly, this is going to sound weird because I charge $25,000 for the group. I would do it for free. However, I think that would be a mistake because of the sort of, you know, message that gives. But the fact is, I get paid to facilitate an incredibly awesome brainstorm group that I love doing. And that's why it's such a joy to me, because it's not only financially really cool, it's just awesome people. And that's kind of how it started. That's how I developed it.